In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I often try to begin homilies by highlighting something odd, something unusual, something that might challenge our settled view of the world, upset our equilibrium just a little bit. Because it's in that little bit of movement, that little space, that's where new possibilities arise. But the disciples' equilibrium was more than a little upset. The cross was a huge problem. On the cross, the disciples had just lost everything that they had been counting on. Their hopes for a Messiah, their expectations for what God was going to do in their lives, and their friend, Jesus. It was all demolished in a moment, and this little community was in shock. What now? Death changes things. All the hopes and aspirations and expectations the disciples had, the trust and confidence that Jesus had been building in them, their growing understandings of God and the world and themselves, it had all just been nailed to the cross, and now it was lost to them. The cross was like a giant spike that had just been wedged into their world and used to pry them apart, demolishing them in the process. And now all they had left were a bunch of little pieces that used to fit together. What were they going to do with them now? Death changes things. Death changes things, and not just for the disciples, but for us too. We have all lost people we love to death and experienced the wrenching changes that come with that. If you were close to that person, then you may have reached for your phone to call them, or thought about asking their advice, or wished you could just be near them. And then you remembered. Things aren't the way they used to be. Death changes things. And it's not always a physical death that changes things, is it? Maybe it's the death of a relationship, like when a marriage fails or some kind of estrangement happens. Maybe even it's a good thing, like when your best friend gets married and suddenly doesn't have nearly as much time for you as she used to. Maybe it's your child who has moved off to college or to a job in a different time zone. Maybe it's your own opportunity to experience life in a different city or on a different continent. Sometimes even really great things can happen to us and they still involve loss. And every loss is like a little death. And death changes things. The crucifixion of Jesus was no accident. It took a while for Jesus' friends to figure this out. John's gospel, from which we heard the passion today, is thought to have been written after all the other gospels. And so it's the only one that is really super clear about Jesus' crucifixion as a mysterious kind of victory, an enthronement of sorts. It's something Jesus meant to do. Jesus was not the unwilling victim. Instead, he acted with agency and purpose because Jesus knew something. Jesus knew that death changes things. And Jesus knew that the name of the change agent, the one who is able to do redemptive good, even in death, is God. In our first reading tonight, we heard Isaiah's tale of the suffering servant. And that suffering was the path to strength and victory. Very specifically, that suffering was the path toward health and life for God's people. And this is a great mystery. It can be hard to understand. In our second reading from the book of Hebrews, we read of the cessation of the temple cult and the Christian understanding that God was fulfilling the prophecy and drawing even closer to God's people, giving them a new covenant with new hearts and a new confidence to dwell in God's presence. The time of the sacrificial system was ended. Something new was at hand. And the sacrifice of animals had symbolized and foretold a truth that was finally made clear and plain on Jesus' body. And Jesus' death changed things. I know in my own life, it is the times of death and loss that strip me of my own confidence, of my own self-sufficiency, of my assertiveness. And so it is in times of weakness, times of hunger, when I can no longer rely on my own strength, that I cast about looking for a firm place on which I can stand. It is in those times of weakness that I remember God and I cast myself upon God's mercy so that I let go of my own agency and I beg God to act instead. Oh God, please help me. Maybe you have experienced times like that as well. Death changes things. The resurrection is not about things being once more like they always have been. It's the opposite. Death changes things. And resurrection is about a whole new kind of life, a different life. We have to die to what has been, to the good, the bad, the ugly, before we will be ready to encounter something new from God. The disciples had already seen Jesus transfigured, but that wasn't the full message. The disciples had seen Lazarus raised from the dead, but that was not the full promise. Jesus led his disciples then, just as Jesus leads his disciples, us, today, into nothing short of a newness of life that is completely discontinuous with what we have known before. It's more than just odd, more than just unusual or unexpected. In order to get there, we will experience a radical change. Radical upset, radical loss. It's hard. And that's why we spend a lifetime learning the way of faith, learning how to trust in the character of God, developing a tolerance for discomfort that will help us to navigate the great divide between what we know now and the infinitely greater reality that God is offering us. Easter is coming. There's no doubt. But standing between us and resurrection, there's a cross. And so for today, that's where we are. We are dwelling with the cross. And Jesus is here, present, to encounter that cross with us. Jesus has done this before. Jesus can tell you that the end is totally worth it. Amen.